Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
If you would, stand with me today, and we're going to jump right into it. And I think the Lord has a word for you today. And I tell you, if we heed his word, everything will be all right. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 to 20. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 through 20. And when you get there, say amen. Amen. Everybody there?
Yes.
Okay, read. Boy, this is good. Pay attention here. It says, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth forth good fruit, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them." And that'll be the title of the sermon, "Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them." Let's pray. Father God, as once again we come, Lord, just thanking you for this privilege, this opportunity to stand before your people. Lord, we ask right now that I may decrease and you increase, and that you get the glory. For in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, everybody know that this is Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. He's at the top of the mountain and he's talking. I tell you, if you ever look at that setup, you're like, how in the world did he talk to all those people? But the mountains and all the setup, he was able to talk and there was an echo. So, I mean, you could hear it. Man, that was a mountain. He's standing on that mountain and he's giving you words of life. But why in the world, in the middle of his sermon, on the Sermon on the Mount, he tells us to beware of false prophets? That's important, don't you think? If Jesus is telling us to beware of false prophets, we need to be aware. Let me tell you, so everybody who says they are Christian is not a Christian. You know, we gave you statistics a couple of weeks ago about how many people saying that they're Christians. You know, that was a lot of people. But if you know, you can tell that they're not a Christian. And Jesus said, how can you tell? By their fruits. By their fruits. But let's take a look at the previous sermons that we had. This is amazing. I went back and looked at the website. The first message was preached by Brother Ken Davis. He preached on the condition of the church. And I tell you, in that sermon, he told you that the condition of the church wasn't pretty good. It was in bad shape. Why is the church in a bad shape? Well, then Brother Juwan, he spoke on, are you following Jesus or are you following the crowd? Those two sermons go together. And then the Lord gave me the opportunity to talk about you can't straddle the fence. They're all going together. I'm like, oh my goodness. And then Michael Davis comes in and he talks about to be like Jesus, just like Jesus said.
Amen.
Wow. I mean, all this stuff is going together. What is the Lord trying to tell us? Four sermons he speaks about getting ourselves right to do the work of the Lord. And then today we're talking about, wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. You know, the question you may ask yourself, are you a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. A lot of people are, as Juwan said, following the crowd. Some people, like the Bible said, they're in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're raving wolves. But the Bible says, by their fruits ye shall know them. So if that's true, let's figure out what a true disciple of Jesus Christ is. Let's look at God's word today. The first thing I want you to know, to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, you must abide in him. Is that right? John 15 verse 5 says, I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.